This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A new Oregon law has launched a series of statewide conversations on the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
State police and government officials are visiting tribal communities on reservations and in urban areas to discuss House Bill 2625. Signed into law last year, it directs police to find ways to improve investigations. The bill's sponsor, State Representative Tana Sanchez, was at a recent event at the University of Oregon in Eugene. She says it's important tribal communities get support.
We know every day when people go missing in urban areas or even in rural areas, there's an all-out force to find them. There are people's faces that show up on the news all the time, but that doesn't happen in Indian country, and we want that to change.
Sanchez says some tribes even lack jurisdiction to investigate crimes on their lands. Second-year student Violet Johnson is a Hoopa Valley Indian of Yurok descent. She made an exhibit of 1,000 miniature red dresses. They symbolize some of the 5,700 women reported disappeared or murdered since 2016.
In order to educate people about the systemic violence against Native women that so many of us don't know anything about, it's my duty to be involved in these conversations and to uplift other Native women to talk about their experiences.
The listening tour will inform a final report that will be submitted to the Oregon Legislature in September. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr declared a public law enforcement emergency for rural Alaska after visiting the state. Alaska lawmakers then formed a working group to fix the Village Public Safety Officer program and have come up with 9 recommendations for the program. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has more.
First on the list is to revise the state statute that details what the Village Public Safety Officer program is supposed to do. Representative Chuck Kopp, a Republican from Anchorage, is one of the co-chairs of the working group.
And it had a much less of an emphasis on law enforcement, you know, keeping the law, you know, apprehending violators and keeping people safe. But then the program kind of just dramatically evolved.
And he says that evolution is not reflected in the state statute. Revising it will also make it easier to fix other problems in the VPSO program, like the funding and the lack of flexibility for VPSOs to cover other communities, in addition to the ones they are assigned. Kopp says it will also help with high turnover rates. VPSOs are usually the only law enforcement in a remote community and are first to act during an emergency. It can take hours, days even, for an Alaska State Trooper to get to a community, usually because of weather. But there are less than 40 VPSOs covering the entire state of Alaska, leaving many communities without any kind of law enforcement. Since August, the working group has held 8 meetings, usually listening sessions around the state to gather feedback on how to fix the problem. Another goal is to create more flexibility with funding for the 9 nonprofits and 1 bureau that oversee VPSO programs throughout the state. The working group also wants to establish a formal government-to-government consultation process at the state level that would make sure tribes are consulted before any changes are made to training or regulation. The Alaska Department of Public Safety will continue to advise and train VPSOs. Senator Donnie Olson, a Democrat from Nome, is also a co-chair of the working group. He hopes that this time, with this list of recommendations, the solutions will be permanent.
In the next 5 to 10 years, I don't want to hear these same issues coming back at me again, and I plan on being here.
The working group hopes to finalize the recommendations by the end of the month, and Kopp says they will focus on revising the statute during the 2020 legislative session. I'm Christy Schallenberger.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations. For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.